We are looking forward to the next 10 years and setting our goals. And we're really excited about those goals. And we know that everybody here is a huge part of making that happen. But last year we hit just over $15 million spent on local food. Again, which is huge. That's people deciding to spend their money on that and eat that way. So that means a ton to us. But our goal for the next 10 years is a really big one, and we're just gonna let you in on it, just so you can keep us accountable for it. But by 2032, we as Fresh Harvest aim to spend $100 million cumulatively on local food with local farms and artisans. So again, there's a lot of work to be done between now and then, but we are very, very excited about it. So now we're gonna shift gears. We have some awesome folks coming up to the stage who are going to do a panel discussion for us and talk to us more about what this celebration of local food is really about. But again, thank you so much.
Yeah, welcome everybody. I'm Joe Spiesha. I work at Fresh Harvest. Content guy, take pictures and videos. I want to introduce these people. These are some amazing movers in the local food space here in Georgia. Just for a little bit of context, we're going to talk about what they do. We're going to talk about the future of food here in Georgia, local food and what that means. And then we're going to open up for a Q&A. So as they're talking, be thinking about any questions that you might have. But let me start off by kind of saying how I know or have met each of these people. I'm going to start with you, Ashley. I'll give you guys a chance to introduce yourselves and talk about what you do. But when I started at Fresh Harvest, I had the opportunity to go around and work at farms. And one of the first ones I worked at was at Rogers Greens and Roots Farm. And I didn't really know much about farming, so I really learned a lot about what small-scale organic agriculture looks like from you, Ashley. And this is one of the most passionate people who just loves growing food, loves other people, and I'm so honored to work with you and partner with you and to have you here. So thank you for being here. Will Sellers. Will is the executive director of Wholesome Wave Georgia, and he's going to talk a little bit more about what that is for those of you who don't know. But Will is just this is probably a word I can use for a lot of my friends in the food space, so passionate about food, about supporting local food. And really what it comes down to is it's not even just the food, and that's not why we're here. It's just the food. We're here for the community. We're here for the people that food represents and who it goes to and who consumes it and what it does. So Will has embodied that so well. I met him when he was at Foodwell Alliance, and now he's doing something also amazing. So thank you for being here, Will. And Michael Wall. Michael is here from Georgia Organics. He is the director of farmer advocacy there. Did I say that right? Okay, cool. So Michael came out to the garden like 5 years ago, the Fresh Harvest Garden, and did an interview. And I don't know if you know this, Michael, but you gave a quote that was like to Fresh Harvest customers, and it was the most used quote by Fresh Harvest ever. You were the most quoted man in Fresh Harvest history. What's that? Oh, I can't remember it by heart. Oh, it put me on the spot. Okay, it's like you're participating in a revolutionary system that rights a lot of economic and environmental wrongs. It was along those lines. Thank you. It really stood out. So thank you, Michael, for being here. We're excited to have you. So yeah, if you want to start, Michael, and just talk about a little bit about what you do and what Georgia Organics does, feel free to pause if you need to get over the MARTA.
I don't want to start. I'm not shy. I just think there are other people here who should talk before I do. That's all.
We can pass it on. Ashley, start it up. Talk about your farm. I want to hear about it.
People can talk to me anytime they want. They rarely get to hear directly from a farmer. So
we're going to hear from you, Michael. So
I'm Ashley Rogers. My farm is Rogers Greens and Roots. We're in Douglasville, Georgia. I have been farming for 14 years. I had my farm. This is the end of... the end of my seventh season. I've always farmed it. Seventh season owning my own business, I should say. And we've sold the Fresh Harvest for all 7 years. From the very beginning, we've been big fans of Fresh Harvest. Grow vegetables, primarily vegetables, a little bit of herbs, and I just started raising Meishan hogs. So you can now get your Rogers pastured Meishan pork through Fresh Harvest. Just did our first delivery on Monday. Very, very excited. It's a passion project of mine. We also sell at Peachtree Road in Grant Park if you don't want to get your stuff through Fresh Harvest.
Great.
More stuff.
Love it. Tell us about what you do, Will.
Well, we're really happy to be here. So thank you to Fresh Harvest for inviting our small nonprofit, Ocean Wave Georgia. I do want to give a shout out to one of our community partners, Dr. Queen from Emory University. If y'all haven't heard of Wholesome Wave Georgia, we are not offended at all. We are a statewide nonprofit organization. We work with our neighbors to receive the program that we used to call the Food Stamp Program. We have 84 partners around the state, so we're in urban and rural Georgia. So we're in every major city, we're in small towns like Albany and Waycross, and we're also in places like Ringo and Rockmart around the state. And what we do is we make it so that our neighbors who are using the food stamp program can double the value of those food stamps to buy more fresh, healthy, locally grown fruits and vegetables. Fresh Harvest is a leader to us, an important organization to us, because they lead from the front. And when Zach said that they've committed to purchasing, how much was it, Zach? Is it $100 million? They're putting their money where their mouth is. And so for all of you all to be out here tonight, the weather's perfect. All of us believe in this mission. We're supporting this mission with dollars, but we're also supporting this mission by telling our friends and family about why Fresh Harvest is important. So we're super excited to be here. And the fact that they've got beer, I mean, it's not bad at all, Joe.
That's right. Thank you all.
Hey, everybody. Good evening. I'm Michael Wall, Director of Farmer Advocacy. Like Joe said, Farmer Advocacy is kind of it's a new position at Georgia Organics. Before that, I was helping farmers like Ashley become certified organic and find new markets and just try to survive in a system that wanted to devour them from the inside out. And now I'm working on the Farm Bill. I go to Washington, D.C., and that's not fun. But the fight is also not fun, but it is our fight. We're trying to get a farm bill that's fair and just for all growers of all scales and of all agricultural types. When this farm bill, if this farm bill ever gets passed, I will then pivot to some in-state stuff around the most important topic in the history of the planet Earth, and that's soil health.
Thank you. Yeah, so we're here to celebrate food, good food, ethical food. And so I think my question is, how do you guys define good food? Just to sort of set the backdrop for this conversation, what is good food to you?
So I did think about this one. I think good food to me is, I don't know, I feel like I've spent my career growing good food, right? I've spent my whole career just trying to grow the best vegetables and herbs and whatever else it is that I can, you know? But for me, it's like connection, and that's like what keeps me going. It's knowing that people are enjoying what I'm, you know, what I'm working really hard to grow and produce, and that, like, I can kind of connect to everyone through that in this little itty-bitty way.
Love it.
I'll take it next. I mean, you all are such a unique community. I've listened to Zach talk about this, and I've known Zach for several years and several members of his team. But the Fresh Harvest community has over 3,000 customers a week who support this movement. And in our work at Wholesome Wave Georgia, we are not in that customer base, but we love the Share the Harvest program because the Share the Harvest program is that excess. So here in the state of Georgia, the food stamp community, the program formerly known as food stamps, has a different name now. Those neighbors, those Georgians are dealing with barriers to transportation. So every time you hear that MARTA go by, that doesn't happen in other parts of the state. Housing costs is rising all across the state. So whenever you all decide, hey, I'm not going to get my bin this week, when you're donating it, you're helping Georgians who don't have the kind of access, who don't have the kind of prosperity of the folks who are here in this room, to just eat fresh, healthy, local food. And we know not only is that food nourishing to our bodies, it's also a chance to connect with our families and the people we love. So at Wholesome Wave Georgia, we see our work in the food movement as really not only creating access to food, but also creating opportunities for people to be in community, just like tonight, to really absorb that things, which for us as humans, as Dr. Queen knows as well, I mean, this is primal for us. This is going back to the days around the campfire. We love what you all are doing here at Fresh Harvest. Together, having a meal, enjoying a beverage, telling stories, meeting new people. The chances of someone who does not have the means of the people in this room, that's not an indictment, is that they don't get to do that because their lives are busy. They're going from point A to point B, and the ability to stop and reflect and cook and share for those Georgians who are living on the margins is something that many of us, one, don't know, or two, take for granted. So us as a small nonprofit organization with 84 partners around the state, we love Fresh Harvest because it makes that more real. And so that's why we're really excited about the mission.
I'm not trying to dodge the question again, but I will. Here's my answer to what is good food. When I grew up, my family was on food stamps. And Will and I are both from South Georgia, rural parts of the state, where there's a lot more poverty than what you might see around here or in some parts of Atlanta. Other parts of Atlanta have plenty of poverty for you to see. So I think that good food, I mean, my boss wants me to say organic food is good food. My board member, Eric Simpson, wants me to say organic food is the best food. And Ashley wants me to say organic food is the only good food. The food that you can provide to your family is good food. That's what I think. And I don't think it's fair for any mother or father or grandmother to hear that one type of food is better than another type of food. Even if, you know, we've got biases and different perspectives and values that might contradict that, that's just how I'm answering that question tonight. In a week, I might have a different take on it, but that's where I am tonight.
Thank you for that. That's really helpful for painting the context. And I think, like, we're thinking about, you guys are obviously very passionate about what you do, about the subject of food, but also about people, like we've talked about. You've kind of hit on these things a little bit, but if there is an obstacle in relation to the work that you individuals do that is kind of the primary obstacle for accomplishing that purpose of spreading access to good food or growing good food or anything in relation to your work, what would that look like? What is that?
Joe, for us, it's transportation. Actually getting to the participating farmers markets like Peachtree Road, like Grant Park, like so many others around the city of Atlanta, like Decatur, like Oakhurst, actually getting to that farmer's market or farm stand is the biggest barrier. So at Wholesome Wave Georgia, we double the value of food stamps. So Will comes into a farmer's market, he pulls out his EBT card, he gets double the value of his purchases, and there is no limit on that. So since 2019, we've been able to put back $1.2 million in direct investment across the state. But what we know is if Georgians had more access to transportation, Dr. Queen, that number would go up. So many of our farmers markets and farm stands that we work with are not in food deserts. They are outside of food deserts. So for Will, who's on the EBT program, just getting to that location so that he can increase his purchasing power, that is the biggest barrier.
The biggest barrier for us, well, you know how there's us, there's the good food folks here, and then there's them. The biggest barrier for a really just food system is the notion that there's an us versus them. That is a lie and a myth. It's the legend of urban versus rural, blue versus red, north versus south. Any of those things are just complete falsehoods and are used by folks to keep somebody in power and somebody else away from the power. That's the thing that's keeping us from having a food system that's fair to Ashley and fair to low-income families. It's the notion in our brains and that one part of our, there's a part of the reptilian mind that is attached to tribalism. Those are that part of the brain. That's what we have to kill so that we can have a really healthy food system for all of us.
This is a really special place. Not only Metro Atlanta, I talked about that a bit earlier, one of the guests here tonight, but America. I mean, this is a $30 trillion economy. $30 trillion. And so with all that prosperity, to Michael's point, why do we have pockets of poverty in this country? And we will continue to be more prosperous in the days to come. So for us at Wholesome Wave Georgia, partnership is where we lead from, collaboration is where we lead from, because a rising tide lifts all boats. And one of the reasons, Joe, we're so excited about the Fresh Harvest story is because you all are delivering food, which removes that transportation barrier, but then also y'all are delivering as far out as Athens, right? That's not something a lot of us kind of take into consideration about the model. So clearly the people here understand and get it, and they're voting with their dollars, but there's so much more all of us can do to help other Georgians. And we've got a unique footprint to do that. But you're right, Michael, we have to kill that part of our brains, which is us versus them.
Well, yeah, Ashley, you know what? We can go to the next question. Well, okay, so you're a farmer. So I think a big part of that is hearing, what is it that you as a farmer are dealing with as an obstacle? I mean, it can be connected to that, or it could be separate. And if financial side of things is, it's not a fun topic. Obstacles are not fun topics. You're right.
That's why we have
you. You don't want to hear that I'm broke. Like, it's really hard to like pay the bills. Like, my biggest obstacle is needing more people to buy more food from Fresh Harvest, to come to market and buy food for me, to like pull it instead of me pushing it, you know, to want to pay $5 for a head of Napa that's probably worth like 10 because it weighs like 6 pounds. But like, financial, it's really hard.
That's so important for people to know. I think if you have this idea that you get this box of produce and, or you go to the store and every farmer is just, they're great, they're taken care of it. That's not always the case. Like, we need more people to pay the true value of food. So thank you for answering that. The next question is, and one of the last questions here, is thinking about the future. So we've been around for 10 plus years. We celebrated our 10th anniversary. It's our 11th anniversary party. We're talking about, what does the next 10 years of food look like in Georgia? Of like we said, good food, ethical food. What are your dreams, your vision for 10 years from now, in the most hopeful sense?
For us, it's more brick and mortar partners. So at Wholesome Wave Georgia, we work with farmers markets, we work with farm stands, but brick and mortar is our smallest segment. And we know that in this country, all of us have been conditioned to go to the grocery store and buy 7 days a week from the time the store opens to the time it closes. Farmers markets don't work like that. Farm stands don't work like that. So for us, thanks to a generous investment from the city of Atlanta, $500,000 last year, we're really pushing brick and mortar, because we know that expands access. That's the way we shop as Americans. And so we want to tap into that channel to create markets for folks like Ashley and other folks. That takes a lot of effort and a lot of work. But with us coming up on almost 20 years in existence, we were founded in 2009. By citizens just like y'all, we believe that we'll be able to crack the code on that. It's a great question. Brick and mortar, the question was, what does brick and mortar mean? Brick and mortar for us means convenience stores. It means the bodega in, you know, a low access, low income area. It means the small stores that operate all across the state of Georgia. And so for us, that is a huge opportunity to expand into, but it takes a lot of education for the owner and also a lot of us doing stuff on the back end to support that owner.
Ashley? Yeah, 10 years from now, maybe 9 years, whatever works for you.
I think that, I go back to the first question, like connection. I would hope that like more, as many people as we can feel that connection towards food, right? That's like, we know the person that's growing it, or we went to the farm and saw it where it was, you know, in the field. Like, to actually know how food is grown, I think is a powerful connection. And I think that like encourages us from a young age to seek it out. Like, I didn't know about that until I experienced it. But once you experience it, and once you taste it, and you sit around a table and like and share that, I think that's, it's almost, is it intoxicating, right? But in like this really good way. And I want everyone to be able to experience that.
That's a good dream. This should be delicious. Yeah. I predict that there will be more organic farms in Georgia. There will be a lot more organic acreage in Georgia. I'm concerned that all of that acreage is going to belong to fewer, more consolidated, big business type, large scale organic farms. I'm concerned about that, but we'll have plenty of organic supply, and a lot of that soil will be better protected if those things happen. A trend that I think will continue is climate smart agriculture, which is just a euphemism for soil health, a euphemism for organic agriculture. That's going to keep growing. I think consumers and the next generation of consumers and the next generation of advocates within institutions are really becoming more aware of the link between agriculture and climate change and how good agriculture can mitigate climate change. And that's what I'm hopeful about. Like, carbon markets and climate smart agriculture are a way to get more money back into organic farmers' pockets in a system that's very unfair and unjust to farmers like Ashley. So I guess that my hope is that that continues. I also hope that this country embraces bipartisanship, but I think that's just a dream. I don't really see that improving, but that's kind of necessary for us to make it to the kind of food system that we really want. We also need reparations in this country. We need reparations in the state of Georgia years ago. So we need a lot of things to get to where we need to be for this state to be healthy economically and spiritually, especially in the state of Georgia.
This is super helpful, hearing your different perspectives on this and also hearing the cohesion between your perspectives. If you're sitting in the audience, I imagine that you may have some question of like, well, what do I do here? What's a way that I can participate in this system? A lot of you are probably Fresh Harvest customers, but what would you say to someone who's sitting here kind of wondering, how do I participate in creating that future for Georgia?
Just keep being Fresh Harvest customers, you know, keep buying more, buy meat, buy eggs, buy anything that you can, you know, because your food dollars really do matter.
You know, Fresh Harvest customers really are participating in a system that's more just and is righting a lot of wrongs. I honestly believe that. I think Ashley will support this. Keep buying from Fresh Harvest and also go to the farmers markets and buying directly for farmers. Do both. You can afford it, I would imagine. When you can afford it, please do. And tell your friends, yeah, I have gotten 10 other people into Fresh Harvest and I keep doing it as many chances as they get. Yeah, tell your friends about Fresh Harvest. Tell your friends about farmers markets also. And Wholesome Wave.
I won't even plug Wholesome Wave at this point. I think, you know, the reason we're so successful and prosperous in this country is that we can all vote with our dollars, right? And so y'all are clearly committed. Y'all are, you know, the kind of the vanguard of this movement. Bring one person from your community into the Fresh Harvest community, because that supports farmers like Ashley. And the commitment of the organization is clear. I mean, what is it, Zach? $15 million in spending? Yeah, $15 million in spending to smaller farmers, smaller producers like Ashley. Those are real dollars. And to some of the inequities that Michael talked about, when you can look at your paycheck, when you can look at your invoice and see that people actually care enough to buy, then that starts to rewrite the narrative. So for us, you know, we believe in Fresh Harvest, we support Fresh Harvest, because we know once we start voting with our pocketbooks, everything starts to change. And conscious capitalism, enlightened thinking, whatever you want to call it, whatever moniker you want to put on it, that's where we really start to see change. And Fresh Harvest is, we're fortunate that Fresh Harvest is in the state of Georgia, Joe, quite frankly, because it is changing the narrative on what all of us care about, what all of us support, and we want folks like Ashley to thrive and be successful. So, I mean, we love Fresh Harvest, we love the work, and I'm gonna come back and be a customer because it's just amazing.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
I got one more thing I have to say. I've been around the country talking to farmers in the good food movement and the organic spaces and the food access spaces. There is not a company in this country that is like Fresh Harvest. There is nothing. There is no model. They are the model.
That's the new quote, guys. You'll be seeing it on every advertisement.
No one. So there are companies in Atlanta that support farmers, and I've heard many farmers complain about all of them except for Fresh Harvest. I'm not kidding. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
I'm going to jump in. Why do farmers not complain about Fresh Harvest?
Because they pay. Because they pay on time.
Not just pay on time.
So congratulations on your 11th anniversary, y'all. Keep it going.
I do. I want to open it up for any questions. If you either want to shout it out or come up here, you can use the microphone. Come on up.
Hi, I'm Sandy. I've been with Fresh Harvest just for a couple years, but I'm proselytizing it to all my friends. But my question is, there's actually mounting evidence that the produce that we buy in grocery stores is actually has less nutrients than it used to, like decades ago, because it's being hybridized for shelf life. So I didn't know if like Ashley or some of the other farmers can talk about their heirloom strains or what they're doing like in their organic techniques, like keeping the soil organic and all that stuff, so that we can be reassured that the produce we get from Fresh Harvest like has all the nutrients in it.
To tie on to his soil health stuff, I think that it's not just only about the varieties that we're choosing, but the way in which we're growing and the way in which we're treating our land and our soil and our soil health. I think that you can taste that in the food. Like, I am enough of a vegetable snob now that I can eat someone else's carrots and like pick things out of it, like about the health of the soil, you know, and like the time in which it was grown. And I think that that's like really important. And what's great about the produce that Fresh Harvest is getting, because we're delivering it, you know, on a Monday and it's out the door the next day, and like you don't get any fresher than that. And that's what I've spent my career doing, is trying to grow the healthiest, like nutritious food that I can. And that's not just the picking the right variety, it's taking care of my property, it's taking care of the soil, it's rotating, it's cover cropping, it's bringing in the pigs now, it's the whole thing.
The piece of produce that means the most to me in my mouth is a Sun Gold tomato. Like, the first Sun Gold tomato each summer is something everyone in my family, like my wife and my 8-year-old son, like, we'll stab each other for that first Sun Gold. I've stabbed them all just to get to that first Sun Gold. That is the most condensed joy I know in the universe, the Sun Gold tomato. And it is a hybrid. It is the most delicious thing about life as I know it. And the research shows it's mostly because of the soil health, what's in the soil or what's not in the soil, as to what's nutritious and flavorful, and then also how far things travel. You can lose nutrition and flavor when you're stuck in a refrigerated truck coming from California or Mexico. For the most part, what I've read in the research is that it's the soil, and no one's a better steward of the soil than an organic farmer.
I think one of the things for all of y'all as Fresh Harvest customers in these returns of the fold this month is that for Fresh Harvest, the average customer distance is about 70 miles. So that allows a lot of those nutrients to kind of stay in product, stay in that produce, stay in whatever you're buying, even proteins. And that promotes health, right? We all know that health is wealth. And so having a shorter travel time to plate is not only good for small independent producers like Ashley, but it's also good for all of us.
Perfect. Any other questions?
My daughter had a comment.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it. What's your name?
Ovia. My mom tells me to eat a lot of veggies during lunch because her hair started falling out.
So, are you eating a lot of veggies during lunch?
Yeah.
Good job. That's great. Thank you.
And we buy Fresh Harvest.
Way to go. Thanks, Ovia.
You're welcome.
I just personally really appreciate the three of you and the work that you're doing and what you represent here in Georgia. The context of this conversation was so much wider than I thought it would be, and so much more beautiful and tied to people than just about food. And I love that. And I think that's what's attractive about Fresh Harvest and about everything that you represent. So thank you so much for being here and being willing to be a part of this conversation.
Thank you.
Yeah. Round of applause. Really appreciate you guys.